For weeks, Ukraine has been pleading with its Western allies for tanks. It says it desperately needs to support its campaign against Russia. And now it appears it's set to receive some of the most advanced combat vehicles in the world from the US and Germany. Sources have told Al Jazeera the Biden administration will approve the delivery of M1 Abrams tanks as soon as Wednesday. But they could take months or even years to actually reach the front lines. Russia says any supply of such tanks would be a blatant provocation. But Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country needs decisions on real deliveries.
There is a lot of talk about tanks, about modern tanks that we need, and about the way this shortfall can be filled. A lot of efforts, words, promises. But it is important not to lose sight of reality. It is not about 5 or 10 or 15 tanks. The need is larger. Discussions must be concluded with decisions. Decisions on real strengthening of our defence against terrorists.
Osama bin Javeid takes a closer look at the type of military hardware that's been promised to Ukraine and how that could realistically affect developments on the actual battlefield.
This is the Leopard 2, a coveted German battle tank. The 55 to 60-ton stealth war machine, known for its firepower, mobility and armour, has a 500-kilometre range. The tanks have been in production for 44 years and currently around 2,000 are being used by 13 European armies. But their arrival on Ukrainian battlefields is still problematic. In addition to the modern Leopard 2s, considered to be the most agile in their class, other military equipment has also been promised to Ukraine. That includes the Challenger 2, which are coming from the United Kingdom. France has not decided yet, but it is considering sending the Leclerc battle tanks as well. Germany has promised to send its Marder infantry vehicles, and on its part, the United States has promised another military package, which includes the Stryker combat vehicles. Ukraine is pleading for more advanced military equipment, including a fleet of 300 battle tanks. There are pros and cons of tanks in modern warfare. Instead of the jet fuel-powered American tanks, the German Leopard's diesel engines make their operations easier. But Ukrainian troops will need extensive training to operate and maintain new tanks, in addition to all the other military hardware. Then there is the challenge of transporting tanks via rail or on road convoys. Logistics, fuel, expertise and security to reach the battle arena are major question marks. Crucially for Ukraine, how many tanks would it take to change the dynamics of territory it's trying to protect or reclaim? And whether tanks, being hardware in use for 70 years, have reached their limits as practical fighting vehicles. Germany has been reluctant to provide the tanks to Ukraine because of the anti-militarism position it adopted after the Second World War. In addition to intra-European challenges, Russia has warned of what it calls an extremely dangerous escalation if NATO were to deploy high-tech weapons. Russian diplomats have said Moscow would retaliate if Ukraine were to use Western-supplied weapons to target Russia or the Crimean Peninsula. Osama bin Javeid, Al Jazeera.
OK, well, let's go straight to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Natasha Butlov is standing by. Natasha, why is it taking so long for the US and Germany to reach a decision on sending tanks?
Well, look, Germany's been hesitating for weeks over whether or not to send its Leopard tanks or allow other countries that have them to send them also. Look, Germany has been worried about sending the wrong signal to Moscow of escalating the war, all of this tied up with Germany's military past, particularly in World War II. Now, Berlin has also said for many weeks now that if it was to send tanks, it would want to do so as part of a wider coalition, particularly with the United States. Now we're seeing the US signalling that it could announce that it is sending some of its Abrams tanks to Ukraine. So it does look as if there is movement, that Germany and the US will be sending these tanks that Ukraine has said that it needs for so long. The US had said in the past, though, that it was reluctant to send some of its Abrams tanks because it said they weren't particularly suited to Ukraine, to the territory, and also there were concerns over it needing jet fuel. But as I said, it does seem that some of this hesitation is being brushed aside.
And Natasha, as you say, there may be tentative possible movement. Has there been any reaction in Ukraine to these reports that they could soon receive these tanks?
Well, a top aide to the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, rather evocatively described the possibility of these tanks being sent as a punching fist for democracy. Now, President Zelensky, in his nightly address, certainly more cautious. He said that Ukraine is still waiting for decisions, waiting for weighty decisions, he said. He also said that, look, we need to prepare for a possible new Russian offensive and that 10 or 15 tanks isn't going to cut it. Ukraine wants so many more. It has said for a while now that it needs at least 300 tanks. And what most military experts say is, look, these tanks aren't going to be, the tanks that will be sent possibly by Germany, by the US, aren't going to be a game changer by any margin, but they will at least help Ukrainian troops because they'll be used alongside the other heavy weaponry that's being sent by Western powers, and they will help bolster Ukrainian forces as they defend themselves against ongoing Russian attacks.
All right, Natasha, thanks for clarifying all that for us. Natasha Butler, live in Kyiv there.